Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, leopards, otters, and bears.
Oh my.
In the last 5 decades, the Alaska Zoo has dramatically transformed. Its origins are with an Anchorage grocer who won a baby elephant in a contest. That elephant was kept in a heated stall at a horse ranch, and over the years, a zoo grew around her. But the process of expanding a collection of rare animals isn't easy. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes found out, it combines some nonprofit budgeting with the whims of Mother Nature.
A mama muskox named Maya chomps on branches while her tiny new daughter nibbles on a pile of fireweed.
This one was born here, and her name is Sarah Elizabeth.
Patrick Lampe is the zoo's executive director, and he says of all the ways they acquire new animals, births like this are the rarest.
We have a pretty limited breeding program here. Muskox, we know there's a need for them.
What Lampe means is that a lot of zoos around the world want a muskox. And although zoos can't sell animals back and forth, there is a sort of global exchange. The last muskox born here was sent down to a zoo in Tacoma. But the majority of new animals come through rescues, including a different baby muskox just a few feet away. This one tinier and so young, he hasn't even been given a name yet.
Oh gosh, what is he now? I think he's pushing a month now. Not too much bigger than a newborn. This was a pretty small one. It was orphaned from the herd in Nome, and they actually tried to get it back with the herd, but they kind of rejected it.
This knee-high ball of fuzz braves a slight drizzle and silently trundles closer and closer to us.
And no petting, right?
No petting.
When this muskox gets bigger and healthier, he'll be sent to live up at the university in Fairbanks. And that's a lot of what the zoo does with injured and orphaned animals. Basically provide foster care until they can be placed in a permanent home. Lampe says in Alaska, there are some species this happens with so often, they'd never think about trying to breed them in-house.
Like brown bears or black bears or moose calves. There's usually so many orphans that there's really no need for us to be breeding those. It's better to try to find homes for the orphans that are out there.
We head to the other side of the grounds to go see one such luckless little cub. But on the way, we get sidetracked by a pack of wolves.
They are all from one litter.
The 5 wolves are from an area outside McGrath, where there was a lot of predator control. Lampe says the zoo went to the state and basically said, look, we can take some of these wolf pups out of the area. That's a win-win for both of us. And the state said, okay. That was 11 years ago, and the pack is now a fixture at the zoo.
Come on, you guys can do better than that.
And in front of a group of kids, Lampe nudges the wolves into a performance, like some kind of choral director. Even though Lampe's been working at the zoo for 31 years, he still stops to listen every time the wolves are howling. We head down a side trail to see a tiny little black bear that was orphaned in Valdez this winter. Eventually, it'll head to the San Diego Zoo, which is lucky because Lampe and his staff can only take in animals when they know they can find them a permanent place.
There's no way we can take care of them for the rest of their lives, and we don't have a home for them to go to, then they let nature take its course out in the wild.
Afterwards, we walk by a trio of playful otters, pass an owl and some damp yaks, and wind up in front of the snow leopards. These animals are extremely rare. The female, Malala, came from a zoo in New York this May. The couple is napping on rocks, separated by a thin chain link fence.
Do they get along?
They're still checking each other out.
Like every other zoo, this one has a wish list of animals they're looking for. And an acquisition like Malala's is the last way that a collection expands. It's more common than births, but less frequent than taking in orphans from the wild. It's actually sort of like working with an adoption agency to find a match. For months, the two zoos exchanged information, assessed options, and coordinated logistics.
You know, animal like a snow leopard, it had to fly on FedEx and have 2 people travel with it.
Since Lampe took over as director, the nonprofit zoo's budget has doubled to about $3 million. But that hasn't gone to expanding the site's footprint in South Anchorage. Instead, the growth has been mostly in improving animal habitat and adding staff. particularly educators, to work with visitors. Lampy says it'd be nice if they could get money to buy up new land and add some weasels, more leopards, and maybe a rare Chinese goat called a takin. But his priority is fixing up more of the facilities on site and growing the zoo from within. For AK, I'm Zachariah Hughes.